This is the day the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray this morning. Father, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord, because you are good. Your mercy is everlasting and your truth endures to all generations. Father, there truly is no one like you. We lift you up alone in the great name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we are gathered here today, God, because we love you, Lord, and we desire to hear your voice. Right now, God, we incline our ear. We're praying, God, that you will speak a word to us that we need. Father, everyone here, God, has a need that only you can fill. And Father, we are relying on you right now to move by your Spirit, to touch every heart, every mind, in the name of Jesus. Father, increase our faith. Give us strength. Fill us with new hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we may carry on yet one more day. Father, we bless you right now, God, for the plans that you have for us, oh God. They are good plans. Plans to prosper us and not harm us. Father, let your will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we come now, oh God, humbly desiring to hear you speak a word of life. So, Father God, let your word go forward right now, God, without interruption, without hindrance, without anything getting in the way, that we may know exactly what the will of the Lord is at this hour. Father, by faith, we bind the hand of the enemy that will attempt to hinder your great work from being done. We rebuke Satan right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we loose from around your throne angels to minister unto us as the word goes forward. Father, we bless you, God, for the deposits that shall be made. Father, I ask you for your strength. Uphold me, O God, fill me with your word. And Father, I humbly bow before you that everything that I do, God, will be simply what you desire to be done. Your words not mine, your will not mine, Father, and your glory. Your glory alone, let it be given unto you. Father, we bless you. We just praise you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jerry. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody say, praise God for Jerry.
Praise God for Jerry.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for all of you. Amen. How many of you know, amen, we are all special in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have been, you know, last week God spoke to us about moving at the speed of grace. Amen. We want to continue with that today. Because, see, without grace, we can't make it. We cannot make it in this life without the grace of God. And so we want to continue to talk about that because here's the thing. See, it's not about what you and I do in this world that makes a difference. And I don't mean that nothing you do matters, but what I'm saying is, without the grace of God, nothing that we would do would make any difference. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't stand a chance.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen? Mm-hmm. We need the grace of God in our lives.
That's right.
Yes. Amen? Mm-hmm. And so we want to continue to look at this thing, that moving at the speed of grace. But here is the thing, and see, God is wonderful. We'll talk about some things that I believe, you know, sometimes the presidents, amen, have what they call fireside chats. And they sit at the fireside and just talk. Amen. Mm-hmm. There are times when presidents give speeches. You know, they stand behind the podium and they give these long flowing speeches. There's time for that. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's time when they go and have town hall meetings and those types of things. Mm-hmm. There's time for that. But then at other times, they just have fireside chats, where it's, you know, it's not time for the speech.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can't make a speech to everybody all the time.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes you just got to talk to folks.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes you can use your big vocabulary, but sometimes you just have to talk to folks.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to look another man in the eye and say, what's up?
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think sometimes in the church too much, we talk too much up here.
Yep.
Right. And then sometimes we got to learn how to have a fireside chat.
Amen.
They say, how you doing, man?
Amen.
You know what I mean? And don't worry that you left the G off. Amen.
How you doing?
Amen. Amen. How you doing? I'm doing fine. How you doing? Amen. Yeah, don't get so sophisticated you can't have a conversation like that. Amen. Because see, God loves simple people. Come on, somebody. He loves people who know they're ordinary. Amen. Because it's only through ordinary people that God will show he's extraordinary. Amen. But see, if you already think you're something, then God's going to put you to the side and look for somebody ordinary. Amen. Any ordinary people in here? Amen. That's ordinary folks. I know you've done some stuff in your life, but are you still ordinary? Amen. Are you an ordinary man or an ordinary woman that I could come up to you and say, how you doing?
Amen.
Or do I have to come now and say, how are you feeling on this street? Because if that's the kind of person you are, I'm going to keep on walking. Amen. So I just look about the ordinary folk. Amen. Who I can take my shoes off. Amen. And just go, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Amen. And see, that's what we need. We got to understand the grace of God. Without the grace of God, all this stuff doesn't matter.
That's
you can
right.
have the biggest house on the hill. If you don't have the grace of God, it doesn't matter.
That's right. Man. That's right.
So we need the grace of God. So God wants to continue talking about us moving at the speed of grace. Hmm. But yet God is something. God is special. Mm-hmm. Pray for me at this moment. Just a real quick one in your spirit. Amen. Because see, I have, you know, notes all laid out, amen, and we're not going that way now, amen.
That's
the Lord. So, not even the scripture, glory to God, you gotta love the Lord. Not even the scripture, we're gonna go in a different direction, amen. But we're still talking about the grace of God. I wanna ask you to turn with me to the Gospel of John. Amen. We were going to be in Philippians, but during praise and worship, that's right. So much for that. How about you know? How many of you know you got to follow God?
Amen.
No matter what you believe you should do,
right?
You need to follow the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Abraham took his child up on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Going to kill him. Because God says, sacrifice Isaac, your only son Isaac.
Yes.
And Abraham raised up his knife
Jesus.
And was about to kill Isaac. Right?
Yes.
Now, who told him to kill Isaac?
God
did. Amen. So he's about to kill Isaac on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he raised the knife and about to plunge it into his son, his only son Isaac, God spoke from heaven and said, harm not the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, now some people being overly religious will say, get thee behind me, Satan. God told me to kill him.
Exactly.
But you got to understand, even if God told you something, God reserves the right to tell you something else. Amen. Amen. And so I got my little sermon here, and yeah, God told me this. But now he done told me something else.
Amen.
And God forbid, I'm going to go ahead and plunge the knife into Isaac. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. You got to do what the Lord says do.
Exactly.
But Lord, you told me to do this. Yeah, but now I'm telling you to do that.
Exactly.
And if I'm still God, you need to go do that.
Amen.
Amen.
And not argue with me. Amen.
Right.
Arguing with the Lord. We're going to preach on that one day. Why aren't you afraid to argue with God? You can argue with a whole lot of people, but you should not be arguing with God. Oh, you can ask some questions, but don't argue with him. You can't win that one, I tell you that right now.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
So we're going to go where the Lord says go today. Amen. And we don't worry about our notes. And listen, maybe the notes are for next week, or maybe the notes are just for me, and we're never going to preach it again. Amen?
Amen.
But if the Lord says so, that's fine. But let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 20. Are we there? Chapter 20. I'm going to look at starting at verse number 24. Amen. It says, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about the grace of God. Amen. And moving at the speed of grace. And God wants us to move at the speed of grace because grace has a flow.
Amen.
Grace does not rush. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I challenge anybody to show me anywhere in the Bible where Jesus was rushing. Amen. And the Bible says that Jesus was full of grace and truth. Mm-hmm. And grace doesn't rush. Because grace is something we receive by faith. We have to receive the grace of God. God's grace is His favor.
Amen.
It's favor that we don't deserve.
Yeah.
You and I don't deserve God to do anything for us. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You know what you and I deserve? Death.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. The wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. Anybody in here ever sinned?
Yes.
Well, that's what you deserve. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But it's the grace of God. Amen. That's undeserved.
Amen.
Amen. And it's through the grace of God that we're saved.
Mm-hmm.
You and I aren't saved because we deserve it. That's why I don't ever go to God and say, I don't deserve this. Because here's the thing. You really don't want God to give you what you deserve.
Yeah, deserve.
Amen.
You really don't.
Yeah.
So don't get an attitude and go, I don't deserve this. No. Understand grace. Amen. Understand grace. You don't deserve God's kindness.
Yeah.
You don't deserve God's forgiveness.
Yeah.
You don't deserve God's mercy.
Right.
You don't deserve any of those things from God. But the truth is, He gives it to you anyway.
Yeah.
And that's called grace.
Yeah.
Amen. It's undeserved. It's undeserved favor, but it's also His power. It's His power operating in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Power that you can't even see.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. God moving on people's hearts while you're sleeping.
Jesus.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
God moving things in such a fashion and making things fall into place just for you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Come on now.
See, but you got to receive this as a truth. You have to understand, God is up in heaven moving things around in the earth just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you deserve it. But because He loves you and He showers you with His grace.
Yeah.
And God says unto us, we need to move at the speed of grace. Because grace has a certain speed. Grace doesn't move around fast and frantic. Because that's, people move around fast and frantic because they think if they don't, they can't get done what they need to get done.
Right.
That means they're relying on themselves.
Right.
But when you rely on the grace of God, you're like, I'm not rushing. And somebody comes up to you, come on, we have to hurry up. You got to hurry up. You got to make this decision. And you look at them and go, slow your roll. If you're moving at the speed of grace, no, I'm not rushing.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says that haste leads to mistakes.
Amen.
And we can all testify to that. Amen.
Amen.
That some of the biggest mistakes we made is when we did things too quickly. We decided too quickly. We made friends too quickly. Amen. We were driving too quickly.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
We got mad too quickly.
Yeah.
We spoke our minds too quickly. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of the biggest mistakes we've ever made in this life came because we were rushing. And there's no one wants you to rush. The devil. Yeah. He wants you to rush. He wants you to hurry up. Amen. And he wants you to hurry other people up. Husband, you downstairs waiting for your wife. You got all dinner planned. You made all the reservations and everything. And now she's up there, you know, doing what women do. They take their time.
Yep.
And you downstairs, and you know, all of a sudden you hear this thing. Man, what's taking her so long? She needs to hurry up.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. And see, that's not God talking to you. That's the enemy. And that's, you know, guess what you're saying. Why are you taking so long? You need to hurry up.
Yeah. Amen.
Right? And now what should have been a nice evening, she now says, why are you rushing me? What do you mean I'm rushing you? You always take too long. Every time we go out, now you got an argument on your hands. And now what should have been a nice evening, now is getting off to the wrong foot. Mm-hmm. And then you try to apologize at the restaurant. She knows you were wrong. She's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And it turned into one of those nights, amen? It should have been a beautiful night. But somebody got impatient and wanted somebody else to hurry. Grace doesn't move like that. We need to move at the speed of grace. Somebody needs to learn how to say, don't worry, take your time. Come on, somebody. Amen? Take your time. You're in the store. The store clerk got to walk away for a moment. You know I've been standing here all the time. You come back and you mad. You got attitude. Yeah, I like that one right there, please. You need to have some grace about yourself, amen? Because grace doesn't move like that. And Jesus was never in a rush. Do you remember when he got word that Lazarus was sick?
Yeah. He didn't hurry.
He stayed right there. In fact, the Bible says he stayed there for 2 days.
Wow.
And then he said, come on, let's go. We must go see Lazarus. By the time he got there, they said Lazarus was dead 4 days.
Yeah.
Because he was a day's journey away from Bethany. Mm-hmm. Some people say he waited for Lazarus to die. No, Lazarus died when that messenger was en route to Jesus.
Yeah.
That was day one. Jesus then waited 2 more days.
Yeah.
That's day 3.
Right.
Then he took the day's journey to Bethany.
Yeah.
That was day 4.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't wait for Lazarus to die. Lazarus was dead by the time he got the message.
That's right. That's right.
What kind of God would wait for somebody to die? You see what we put on Jesus?
Yeah.
He didn't wait for Lazarus to die. Lazarus is already dead. That's why he said, Lazarus is sleeping. They said, oh, it's good that he's sleeping. Lord, let him sleep. And then he talked plainly. He said, Lazarus is dead.
That's right. That's right.
But he took his time. But see, why? Because he understood something. Grace understands that God has a will and God has timing. And grace doesn't try to force God to move quicker than he's going to act.
That's right.
Grace moves. Because see, God gives us the grace, but we got to move at his speed. How many of you know you can't rush God?
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, you can try to rush your children, but you can't rush God. And so Jesus moved at the speed of grace. Because he even said, this sickness is not unto death, but that God would be glorified. And see, Jesus understood something. See, there were Jews who believed that when a person died, their spirit, the soul hovered over the body for 3 days, waiting for an opportunity to get back in. But after 3 days, they believe the soul gave up and left. Come on, somebody. Amen? And so what happens now? Day one, the messenger comes. Jesus says, okay, took you a day to get here, left with dead. We're going to stay here 2 days. Why? That's 3 days. And then by the time we travel, that's going to be 4 days. And see, when we get there, and I know what the will of God is, I'm going to say, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus is going to raise from the dead. There's going to be nobody who's going to say anything other than, this is the work of God.
Amen.
You can't say the spirit hovered over and went back in, because the spirit gives up after 3 days. Amen.
Woo!
But on the fourth day, everybody got to give glory to God.
Amen.
And so grace understands things like that, that God has a timing. And I'm not going to get ahead of God and mess up his timing and then mess up him receiving all the glory he deserves. Amen. And so as people of God, we have to understand something. We have to move at the speed of grace. And if grace says that today this is the sermon, you move at that. But if God then moves in another direction, guess what you do? You move in that direction. Because it's all about moving at His speed.
Yes.
Amen. And so on today, we had a nice prepared. Amen. It was nice, James. Amen. Had all kinds of scriptures ready to go. Amen. But God brings us into John chapter 20 today. Why? Because we're going to move at the speed of grace. Amen. We're going to move as God moves.
Amen.
So we look at John chapter 20. Amen. And Jesus has now been resurrected from the dead. And he had appeared to his disciples. But Thomas wasn't there on that first appearance. Amen. And so his disciples told him and said, the Lord came and visited us. And because he wasn't there, he said, except I see it for myself, I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah.
Amen. He was a seeing is believing type person.
Yeah.
You ever hear that phrase?
Right.
Yeah. Seeing is believing.
Yeah.
That's what the world says. Church people don't say that.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you have faith, you don't have to see anything.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. When you have faith, you don't have to see anything.
Yeah.
You just believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't have to see you doing stuff, but I can believe God that it's going to get done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I serve an invisible God. Amen. I don't need to see Him to believe in Him. Amen.
Amen.
But the world has seen and believing. And Thomas at this point was more in the world than he was in the church. So he said, unless I what?
See.
Yeah. See. But don't get too mad at Thomas, because you've done some of that too. Amen.
Yeah.
There's a time you wouldn't believe nothing until you saw it.
Amen.
I got to see some change in him before I start treating him differently. You ever did that? You ever did that? You wanted to see somebody change before you started treating them differently?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what if God treated you like that? Oh, goodness.
You're in trouble.
Oh, big trouble. But listen, but faith doesn't, faith, you know, sees the invisible. It's the evidence of things not seen. There's something that's not going on, and yet you still have evidence of it. Mm-hmm. And part of the evidence is the peace that comes in your heart when you're believing God for a thing. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. God promised you, amen, I'm going to get you out of this fix. Mm-hmm. And you're still in the midst of the fix. And everybody's looking at you like, how come you're not, why aren't you doing anything? Because you got a word from the Lord. Son, I'm going to get you out of this fix.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that just gives you peace in your heart. That's your evidence. Amen. It's evidence of things not seen, because nothing has changed in your life yet.
Yeah.
You're still in the middle of the fix. But if you got faith, amen, you can have peace in the middle of the fix. Amen. And other people are going, man, I don't know about him, man. He just gave up. You didn't give up, amen. You didn't give up on the situation. You gave up trying to fix it yourself, and you're believing in God who spoke something to your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. And other people can't understand that, because they ain't people of faith. They're people like Thomas. Unless I can see myself out of this fix, I'm going to worry and bite my nails and be angry and kick the dog and be mad at my wife and not feed the goldfish. But you know, sometimes you say you don't want to do any good things until your situation changes. You ever been like that?
Yeah.
Like you won't even be nice to people until your stuff turns around.
That's right. That's right.
Because you feel like, right now, I ain't got time for you right now. I ain't got time for you right now. People want to talk to you. You can't talk to them right now, but you got to stop. And you're in the middle of a situation you can't do anything about.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you would move at the speed of grace,
Jesus.
And you know what the speed of grace will say to you? Yeah, you got a whole lot of things to do, but somebody needs something from you. You go, what do you need? Come on, let's talk. You know you really need to be over here handling this thing, but grace said, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Grace said, I'm going to stop and give something to somebody else. Grace said, if I take care of somebody, I believe God will take care of me.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Wonderful.
Amen. God will take care of me. That's what grace says.
Amen.
But see, when you're not moving in grace, you think you got to take care of everything. I'm sorry, man. I got to go. I got to go. I don't have that much time. See, but Grace don't look at his watch, amen. Jesus didn't look at his watch.
That's right, that's right.
Amen. He got up and he went at a time when he understood that God will get the full glory out of the situation.
Wow.
Thomas was like, I got to see it to believe it. He said, unless I see in his hand the print of the nails and put my finger into the print, and not only that, thrust my hand into his side. He needs to do three things. I need to see the print. I need to put my finger in the print. And I need to thrust my hand into his side. Unless I do all three of those, I'm not believing anything.
Wow.
How many of us got a list of things before we go and believe?
Yeah.
Listen, God, Jesus said to Jairus, what? Fear not, believe only. Come on, somebody. If you're a believer, know what believers do?
Believe.
Believe. Amen. Amen. Swimmers swim. Come on, somebody. Joggers jog.
Right.
And believers
believe.
Ain't that hard. Amen. Amen. We believe God. So it says that after 8 days, his disciples were within again. They're in the house. Eight is important. Eight is the number of new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Number of new beginnings. When God wanted to start over on the earth, he had eight people that he started it over with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Noah, his three sons, and their wives. There was only eight of them on the ark.
Yeah.
Amen. You get kicked out of the camp for leprosy. Once you were declared clean, after 8 days, you could come back into the camp. Because eight is the number of new beginnings.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so after 8 days, Jesus comes back. Why? Because he was giving Thomas an opportunity to have a new beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to understand something. Jesus came back just for Thomas.
I don't believe Jesus opened the door.
Jesus came back just for Thomas.
Yeah.
How do you know? Because he comes back and he says, peace be unto you. And then the very next thing he does, he turns to Thomas and starts talking to him.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't talk to nobody else, amen? And he came in, he said, peace be unto you. And then he said, where's Thomas?
Exactly.
Amen?
Exactly.
Jesus came back just, isn't that something?
Wow.
That Jesus will come back just for you.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. If he came back for Thomas, he'll come back just for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
He's a personal God. Amen.
Yeah.
And so he understands. Thomas is having trouble believing. He's on this seeing kick. I got to see it to believe it. And so Jesus said, let me give him 8 days. Because that's going to be symbolic of him having a new beginning.
Amen.
He's going to go from this person who needs to see stuff to a person who's just going to believe by faith.
Right.
Amen. 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 Aren't you glad God gives you new beginnings?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Give me a new beginning. I might have made some mistakes in my life, but I always have an opportunity for a new beginning, God. That's His grace. Amen. Listen, I don't care how many mistakes you made, amen. You still have an opportunity to tap into the grace of God today, amen. And this could be your day of what? Of a new beginning. Amen. Jesus came into that place with one thing on his mind. I'm giving Thomas a new beginning. I'm not going to get mad at him because he didn't believe. I'm going to give him a new beginning. And so he comes and he said, where's Thomas?
Amen.
And he didn't start preaching to Thomas.
No.
He didn't start going, amen, you have to believe the Lord your God. The God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob spoke from the burning bush. He didn't say all that.
No.
Look what he said to Thomas. He said, reach in your finger and behold my hands. And reach in your hand and thrust it in my side. In other words, Thomas said, unless I see the prints, I am not believing. Unless I put my finger in the prints, I'm not believing. And unless I thrust my hand to his side, I'm not believing. You know what Jesus said? Okay, do what it takes for you to believe.
Yeah.
Huh? He said, go ahead then. Put your finger in.
Wow.
Thrust your hand to my side. Amen. He said, do what you need. Come on, somebody. Do what you need in order to believe. If that's what it takes for you to believe in me, do what it takes for you to believe in me. Amen. Go ahead. But then he says something to him. But when you do it,
amen.
He said, but don't be faithless in your doing, but believe.
Yes.
What is he saying? Whatever you and I do, we have to do it in faith.
Right.
Amen. Whatever you need to do, you need to pray six times a day, you pray.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You need to fast three times in a week, you fast.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to pray on your knees in the corner of the living room, you pray on your knees in the corner of the living room. Whatever you need to do, you do it. But when you do it, don't be faithless. You better believe.
Yeah.
See, God is not about what you do. He's about do you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we can't get in the church and try to tell people, oh, when you praise God, you have to lift your hands like this.
Yeah, exactly.
God's not saying that.
Yeah,
God said you may lift your hands like this or you may lift it like this.
Yeah.
You may just hold it down like this or you may just do this. But whatever you do, be not faithless, but believe. And if God says that, stop trying to put on other people the way you do stuff.
Yeah. Amen.
Just because you do it that way doesn't mean God needs it done that way. God doesn't care whether you come from the left or from the right. Whether you praying upside down or right side up. Amen. But however you do it, do what?
Believe it.
Do it believing.
Amen.
So Thomas, this is what you need, fine. But when you thrust and when you put your finger in, you do it in faith. Otherwise what? Don't even bother doing it.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Right.
Are you praying now? Are you praying these days? Are you praying for God to help you? Go ahead, keep praying. Except if you ain't believing, God says to you, don't even bother praying.
Exactly.
Come on, somebody.
Exactly.
Amen.
Right.
Are you worshiping God? Are you worshiping Him in spirit and in truth or for some other reason? Because if you're not doing it that way, might as well just stop. Go on home. Go home.
Amen.
Go home, sit down. Watch television. Eat a sandwich. Take a nap. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
Amen.
If you're not going to believe God, then just stop wasting your time.
Exactly.
Why are you coming to church? You don't believe God. You're sitting in the pew and you hear the message of faith going forward. You go, I don't know, I'm going to get it. What you come for?
Jesus.
Come on, somebody. If you're going to come into the presence of God, how are you going to come? You've got to come in faith.
Amen.
And so he says to him, be not faithless, but believe me. And Thomas answered unto him and said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus wasn't finished with Thomas yet. He said to him, he said, Thomas, he said, because you've seen me, you believe.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but those who are blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See what you see how Jesus defined those who are blessed? Not those who got the car and the house and the money and
right.
This and the that. He said, the people who are blessed are people who can believe in me.
Yes.
Without the requirement of seeing things.
Yes.
Yeah. See? Because now you can operate in the realm of faith.
Amen.
I'm supposed to be gone today.
Amen.
Not going?
That's the Lord.
No, not going. I'm supposed to be gone.
Right.
Like gone. Baby gone.
You missed your plane?
You telling us.
We getting it. Move at the speed of grace. But listen, I had a flight for today.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to be here. And all week long, I knew that. But there was something else God had told me to. I have all these cases going on. I'm down to my last case. I had 6 cases. Amen. They were scheduled week after week after week. And I'm doing all these preparations. And weeks ago, I told my wife, I shared with my wife and the best friend of mine, I said, God told me I'm not leaving New Jersey.
Yeah.
And 5 of the 6 cases have settled. And this was the last one. And it's like a hard case. And it's still alive as of right now. Amen.
Yeah.
And so here it is, Sunday's coming, and I gotta have to leave on Sunday because of the time and preparation and all that. And then something called Nemo came along.
Jesus.
Listen, but snow, people talk about cold front moving up from this way, cold front coming up the coast, combining with this and this. No. The reason why it snowed is because God opened up the heavens and allowed it to snow. You can talk about all kinds of things, amen. Now watch this. So now here's a snowstorm, amen. And I wake up yesterday morning, and the first thing I got is an email from the airline saying my flight has been canceled.
Out of Philly?
And I go, okay. And so now I have to make a new flight arrangement. Amen. So now the flight's on for tomorrow.
Oh,
but watch this. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
But I'm still holding on. I'm going back and forth. My wife said, but Lord said I'm not leaving New Jersey. Right? And now here I am just about to leave. Now it's canceled. I go, okay. And so now I'm thinking, well, that's why I didn't even have anybody scheduled to preach today. But God wanted to push it on my heart to allow me to go that route.
Yeah.
But He knew I'm canceling your flight.
Right. Wow. Jesus.
And so here I am with a nice message that God didn't allow me to preach.
Yeah.
Why? Because He said, boy, you got to move back my grace.
Yes.
And I'm in there preparing my nice little message. As I'm preparing the message during Sunday school, I hear the beep to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear a voice that says, is the pastor here?
Wow.
Now, if the snow hadn't come, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
The answer would have been,
no,
he's not.
Wow.
Right.
But God moved things around in the heavens and in the earth,
yeah,
caused a snowstorm to come,
yeah,
to cancel back flight plans,
yeah,
because He knew a man named Jerry was going to walk into the place today looking for the pastor. I want you to know, Jerry, that the same way Jesus came back just for Thomas, God moved the things around just for you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
That's true. That's word.
And so now Jerry leaves. I didn't know Jerry's coming back. Talk to you later, Jerry.
I couldn't wait till Wednesday.
And I walk out, Jerry walks out, and I turn back to the message that I'm preparing that God had no intention for me to preach.
Oh,
and I said, Lord, I got a lot to do this afternoon in order to, you know, I got a 6 o'clock flight tomorrow morning.
Whoa, that's early.
I like Jerry. And God spoke unto me, and He said this immediately after I said, because I was focused on the things I need to do. Like, well, Lord, I got some stuff to do this afternoon. I got to pack, and I got to this, and I got to make changes, and I got to do folders, and I got to. And I'll take care of you.
Come on, somebody.
Wow. And so what do we do now, amen?
Wow.
We begin to move at the speed of grace.
Wow.
So what happens to this message? Right. Come on, somebody. You got to understand when God is doing something in your midst. You always say you want to see God. Show yourself God. Amen. But God came in the snowstorm. Come on, somebody. God came in a canceled flight. God came in a request that you heard from another room. Amen. God came, and now you're saying, what are you going to do? Be like Jacob? God was in this place, and we didn't even know it. No, God is in this place, and we know it to the depths of our soul. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Right. And so here's the thing. Amen. We're going to move at the speed of grace.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what that means other than we're going to listen to what God is saying to do on this day. And we're believing something, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to see you tomorrow night, amen. That's what I believe in, amen. Glory to God. Why? Because God is a faithful God.
Yes,
amen. And so listen, amen. I tell you the truth, that was better than the message I had prepared. That was bad, isn't it? Amen.
Right, right.
This is all right. I'm like, hey, it was good. It was good.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
But listen, amen. Jesus, amen, is concerned about each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that the hairs on our head are numbered. Amen. That means, you know, it's more than God knowing how many. He knows which one is number 27 and which one is number 35.
Exactly.
Amen. He knows which one fell out your head. Oh, that was number 19.
That's right. Right. Here it is. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And he knows which one is numbered. Just pull on one of them. God knows which number that one is.
Amen.
That means he knows you to the smallest detail. Amen.
Amen.
So listen, we are covered in the grace of God.
Yes.
Amen. And God's grace moves in our lives, and He orchestrates things. And the thing is that you will get the benefit of God's grace if you learn how to move at the speed of grace.
Amen.
But when God starts moving things around and you don't stop to get into His flow, mm-hmm. you're going to keep going on ahead, and you're not going to be covered by His grace.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We don't need to rush. God has things all under control.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. But the one thing you don't need to do is rush around.
Amen.
Believe in God. Trust in Him. Amen. And He will show Himself faithful. Amen. Come on, let's rest on our feet. Let's pray this moment. Glory to God. We praise the Lord today. Amen. Because God is good.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we bless you.
Yes, Father.
Father, we don't know much of anything, God. And we are so dependent upon you.
Yes.
You are God who knows all things.
Yes.
You are in control of all things.
Yes.
And Father, we bless you, God, because you are so magnificent, so powerful, so awesome.
Yes.
And yet you are so mindful of us.
Yes.
And Father, we can't thank you enough, God, for your love that you extend toward us each and every day, and that you are extending toward us even right now.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your grace, your unmerited, undeserved favor and power at work in our lives.
Yes.
Father, we're praying now that you will teach us and help us to move at the speed of grace,
yes.
that we don't move too quickly, that we don't rush ahead. Father, the world says fools rush in.
Yes.
But Father God, we desire not to rush in, but to wait on the Lord. Because we know that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And so Father, we thank you right now, God, that as we wait on you, as we operate at your speed and not ours, we shall see the will of the Lord done in our lives. Father, I'm praying right now for everyone under the sound of my voice, that Father God, that you will bestow your grace upon them today in abundance, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that by your Spirit, that you will help everyone move at the speed of grace today, God, that they may not miss not one blessing that you have in store for them.
Yes.
Father, I'm praying today that the goodness of God shall be revealed in though in the lives of those under the sound of my voice to the full, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that their faith shall be increased, that their trust in you shall be deepened, O God, and that, Father, that they shall draw closer to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you right now, O God. We do not know what the rest of this day holds, but we take faith and pleasure, God, in knowing that you hold in your hands the rest of the day. And so, Father, we just bless you and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask right now for wisdom, Lord. We ask for your wisdom and how we should take next steps, oh God.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing Jerry into our midst, oh Lord.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for impressing upon his heart to come to this humble place, oh God. Father God, because he believed that somehow that he would come and see the living God at work in this house.
Yeah.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you did not disappoint him, God, but you have shown him your goodness, your grace, and your mercy in the name of Jesus. Now, God, fulfill that which you have started. And Father, we bless you. We just trust you for it all. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we bless you, Lord. Father, you are good. Our soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. And Father, we trust in you right now. And we thank you that because of that and that alone, we are blessed. Jesus told Thomas, blessed are they who believe, having not seen. And Father, we believe because we walk by faith and not by sight. And we just love you and give you all praise now. In Jesus' name, amen.
It fixed me. It blessed me.